Checked.
Hello everyone, we are back with chapter 14. And I'll admit, this is the longest series we've had so far. Anyway, you know, on with the same disclaimers. Same disclaimers as before. Let me share my screen curtains off. I mean, on.
Screen curtain enabled.
Okay, good. Good. Alright, now. So anyway. This is for mature audiences. Certain scenes, certain dialogue is for mature audiences. I'm not making fun of, poking fun at, or discriminating against a person based on how I play their character. This is just how I imagine them in my head. This is not making fun of the person behind, or the person that is represented by the character. Also, viewer discretion is advised. Without further ado, we bring you chapter. What the hell? Anyway, without further
ado. My phone's going off.
Oh. Without further ado, we bring you chapter 14.
Yay!
What
time is it?
I don't know, like 7:30. All right.
Wait, what day is it?
I think it's Friday. I can't remember.
Oh, it's Saturday.
Oh, hell. Rise and shine,
I think.
You dicks. Oh, I'm sorry, what? Your sister made breakfast for whatever reason. I haven't seen her.
Which sister?
The one that has a fat ass. I think it's Molly or something. Okay. Why would you be looking? I'm not looking. She actually. I don't know why, but she actually shows me. For whatever reason. She kinda does.
Oh.
She kinda like gets all on him and shit. I don't know what her problem is.
Let's go downstairs, I guess.
I don't wanna move, I'm too comfortable.
She's got meat.
Did you see meat? You want that meat in my mouth? They all walk downstairs. What kind of meat did you make this time?
It's sausage.
Give somebody some sausage, alright. Alright, that's enough of that shit.
Oh, Joshua's already downstairs.
Wait,
what? Oh.
What is
him and Faith are what? Him and Faith are finishing Frozen. I forgot.
But why is always doing to him.
What is she doing?
What? Molly, what the hell are you doing?
You know you want this.
Actually, I don't.
Darn it!
There's only one S I want. Okay then.
Well then.
And Molly, the S is not yours either. Damn.
Ooh, ouch. That was a roast.
Lisa has more S than you. But anyway. Damn.
Oh!
Shit.
Burn.
Where is Alyssa anyway?
I think she's upstairs still.
Damn it. I'm going to go see her.
I know Joshua and Faith, they're watching Frozen still.
They still have
somebody fell asleep last night.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Talia must be sleeping in today because she's not awake right now. She usually is, so let's just let her sleep.
Well, she did have a nightmare a few hours ago.
Yeah, we should let her sleep. I'm going to go see... I'm going to go see Alyssa, though.
Joshua, Faith, breakfast is ready.
Well, we finally finished that movie after a few hours, but...
It's only an hour and a half.
Feels longer.
Well, it's only an hour and a half. I think.
Think? What?
An hour and 45 minutes.
Ew.
Hey, almost 2 hours.
Hey, Alyssa, are you in here?
I'm in the shower.
I don't see her, so I'm just gonna go in. Holy shit. You left the shower door wide open. I see everything.
Oops.
But I need to talk to you for a minute.
What?
It's serious.
What do you want?
You know Molly, right?
Uh-huh.
She's been trying to show me her ass for whatever reason. I don't understand why.
Are you serious?
You can ask your mother. She did it right in front of everybody. Just a few minutes ago. Well, actually an hour now.
Oi!
But she did it right in front of everybody. Saying, you know you want this.
Ew.
So... But is there anything you want to do, or...?
Not right now, I'm kind of in the shower.
Well, I mean, I could help you in there. If you wanted. Of course.
Okay.
First, I'm going to close this door when I go in there. Oh, hell no. Don't tell me he went in the shower.
Back downstairs.
Don't tell me they're in the shower together. Oh, hell.
They are.
And why is that? Okay, the way he's looking in our window like that, it looks creepy as hell.
Who?
Look outside.
Oh. Remember Joshua and Talia's first time?
When they first did it.
They fucked in the shower the first time.
We had to clean it. She left residue everywhere.
Yeah.
She came all over everything. We had to literally, like...
And the fact of the matter is, the hallway shower was broken at the time, so they used our shower.
Yeah, I kind of walked in on it. I didn't want to see it, but I had to.
Yeah, and I had to clean it afterwards.
I mean, there is one way you can clean it. Just lick it up.
No.
So, what do you want to do now? Like,
anybody want to go swimming?
Doesn't Joshua have a court case today?
Oh, yeah.
And the judge moved the time. It's now at 12:30, and it's 8:45 now, so I gotta get ready for that.
Uh-huh.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Have fun!
I'll need her to come with me to testify.
Where is she anyway?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm gonna go try to find her.
Good luck.
Celia, are you in here? Hey. You in here? Hello?
Joshua hears fighting coming from him and Talia's room. It's Faith and Celia arguing over the Barbie dolls.
Oh, hey.
That's my Cinderella doll! Give me the Little Mermaid! No! She's mine!
Oh, hell no. What's going on?
Celia starts hitting Faith. Oh, no.
What is going on in here?
She started it!
Okay. Doesn't matter who started what. The fact is, you both are violent as hell. And I know you can't really help that because it's part of your past, but she's probably traumatized by what you're doing to her. Did you not?
She stole my doll!
Actually, there's a second one. It was right over there the entire time. I thought you two would see it, but I guess you didn't. Okay.
Celia tackles Faith and starts ripping her hair out.
Oh,
hell
no.
God.
All right. I guess I've got no choice. You know what? It's time to punish you the way you should be. He picks out a belt. Alright.
Oh no.
Celia. You will come here this instant.
James and Lizzie rush upstairs to find Joshua holding Celia.
Blind bastard joined Root Channel.
What the hell?
Blind bastard joined Root Channel.
She has to be held back because she was attacking Faith for whatever reason.
Blind bastard has logged out.
A reason that
she started the fight.
It doesn't matter who started what.
She stole my doll first.
Well, technically there were two of them, so she didn't steal nothing. You just didn't see it. Because look. Look on the other shelf, on the other side of the room, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
So, she still started that fight.
I'm under the impression...
Celia. Wait, how old is she?
Yeah, she's a teenager, I think. I think she's like 16.
She doesn't look like a teenager, though.
Yeah, she looks young for her age, but... She's never acted like this before that I know of. I think she's worried about this court case and her having to go back. I honestly think that that's why she's acting like this. But
I don't think the belt's gonna do it, because I think that's gonna traumatize her, because that's the way her father punished her. I think you need to go to your room, cool down, and think things over. She started it!
There's only one way to definitively find out. Do you have any idea what my mother used to do to me?
No.
Extension cord.
Do I want to know?
Well, you know now. She used an extension cord or anything she could get her hands on us.
I don't think that's gonna work.
So she has it, like, I mean, you can't do that nowadays, though. Because what if someone sees it? Then we'll get
that's
reported.
That's child abuse.
And then we'll have a lot of problems.
That's child abuse.
I need to talk to her alone for a minute. Why? Trust me. I'm not going to have the belt in my hand at all.
Better not.
Well,
Joshua puts her down. Only to have her kick him in the...
What was that?
You okay?
What was that for?
I told you to put me down!
Celia, I need to talk to you for a
minute. She kicks hard.
Celia, I need to talk to you very importantly for a minute.
What do you want?
Can everybody leave the room for a minute to talk to her about this?
Joshua can't walk right now.
No, I can.
Are you sure?
Oh, she had steel toes on. He dashes out the door. Alright, let's give them some privacy for a minute.
What about Faith?
I think she's traumatized. Let's get her out of here.
James picks up Faith. They leave the room.
Celia.
Well, that was an interesting sight.
Celia, I need to talk to you. It's very important.
What do you want?
Why are you acting like this? You've never physically attacked anyone that I know of.
They started it!
No. That didn't bother you before. Look at me.
What?
Are you worried that the case will go in favor of your father and you have to return?
Yes.
Look. Lashing out like that is no way to cope with anything. Don't you realize you're showing a side of your father than you realize? Don't you know that?
I guess I didn't.
You traumatized her. And now she's going to be scared to come around you.
Well, what do I do?
Give her some time and you're going to have to apologize to her. Because last week, remember when you two had an issue, you didn't really complain about it. You know, when she said something, you just said, okay.
How long do I give her?
Give her at least a week. You do know I almost used a belt on you, right?
I know.
But it was the only way that I knew how to help you with it. Would that have helped you, or would it have made it worse?
I was already traumatized. My father beat me with a belt several times.
Didn't he also beat you with his fist?
Yes.
And look at what you did to her. You did the same exact thing. But anyway, we have a court case to go to. Need to carry you to Joshua, or do you want me to escort you there?
Joshua comes in the room.
I know you might think that I'm just an ordinary person, but I'm actually your lawyer.
Yeah, and I kicked you, didn't I?
Yeah,
you kind of did.
But anyway, you want to go ahead and head out and get this over with?
He hugs him. I'm sorry, I was just angry. Aww. Look.
Well, let's go ahead and get this over with, and hopefully the judge won't have favor in the father. So.
I hope not.
Want to come with us, or do y'all want to wait here?
We'll wait.
All right.
All right,
let's go. They arrive at the courthouse. I'll be going in here for security purposes, so. I'm also the prosecutor, so.
That's nice.
Alright, you ready?
No!
Come on. Yeah. All rise. We will now hear the case of Celia versus... I can't read that name. Her father, I'm just gonna say that. Anyway.
It's Roger Simmons.
Well, anyway. Roger versus Celia. Judge Johnson presiding. Well, hello everyone. Sure, it's been a fine day this day, hasn't it? Can we get on with the prosecution? Oh, all right. Well, does anyone have anything that they wish to say about the defendant? I've got nothing. I don't really know the bastard all that well. Celia, would you like to testify?
She shakes.
The stronger your testimony is, the better it will work in your favor.
Julia. Okay. He was very abusive.
I have a few photos that can actually back up that claim. When she arrived, she had marks all over her body. Now, there are some photos of the marks in certain places that I can't really show, but these are explicit images. Of course, it's been censored due to legal reasons. But as you can see, on her entire body, there's marks everywhere.
I see. How was her medical history?
It is not good. She was very dehydrated when we found her, or when I rescued her. Her nutrition was not that great either. She was barely conscious when we arrived. So, do you have a chart that will showcase this?
Do you have a chart that
showcases? Joshua puts the chart up on the projector.
Here is a chart. It shows her dehydration level. It shows her stamina levels, which is very low. Her blood pressure was extremely low. Her blood glucose is very, very low in this.
I see.
The slide changes.
Alright. Oh dear. She looks awful.
Yes. Think.
Is there anything else you want to say, Celia?
He also burned me with a cigarette.
The mark on her hand is what that is from. I think he also put it out on her face and her breasts for whatever reason. I don't know why.
There's also one on my stomach.
I'm assuming he was aiming for your nether region. Because I see it in this chart right here. Is it what he was aiming?
He was.
Okay, he was aiming for.
He was.
Alright.
Oh dear. She looks very depressed in this photo.
Do you really think she was happy living there? I'm telling you, when we got her, she was very happy.
He hugs her.
Joshua shows a picture of her smiling.
See, as you can see from this photo, she's very happy. Whereas this photo right here, where she was standing right beside her father, she doesn't look happy at all. As you can see from these photos, you can tell what she would rather be, or where she would rather be.
Well, you have to hear from the defendant.
Oh no. He's probably gonna lie.
Oh no.
Well, Your Honor, you see, I tried my best to be a father figure to her. Because, well, her mother, she left me and left us with nothing. I see. And, well, as you can see, I did everything I could for her. I would do anything for her. She's my only child. And I would... Suddenly the court door bursts open. Who the... Alright, who's interrupting my courtroom? Show yourself!
The hell?
Who is this woman just standing outside? Wait. That woman. She looks like you, Celia.
Mom?
As I was saying before I got interrupted, she left me and she didn't even take the child with her. So
I did not leave you, Roger. You're a sorry sack of
damn it, she's going to fuck up my cover. She left me. Because apparently I wasn't good enough.
You were never good enough, Roger. You beat her, you didn't feed her. You never took her to school, you never took her out on activities. You cared about your work more than you cared about us.
But wait a minute. Why didn't you take her knowing where she was going to end up and what was going to happen? Why did you just walk out?
I got hooked on heroin.
Which is why the person she's with now is a better option than you. Than even you. Because you let this happen. You could have easily, if you cared enough for her, you would have easily taken her away from it. But did you? No, because you found drugs to be more important than your own child. You know how much that makes me sick.
She smokes a pipe.
I don't have any children. But I can tell you this. If I ever did, and this shit were to happen, they would be taken away from it.
She smokes a pipe full of weed. The hell?
Ma'am, put that weed away.
No way.
Well, I have a question, Miss. Well, I don't know your name, so. Your response.
Mary Simmons.
Oh, figures. So you're still married to Roger?
No, we're divorced.
Then why the hell keep his last name?
I don't know. She takes out a needle full of heroin.
Ma'am? You need to put that away now.
Not a chance.
Officers burst in and disarm her of the needle. Search her. Make sure to get every ounce of needles she has. They frisk her and take every needle.
Give me my weed.
Not in my courtroom, you're not.
Damn, this judge doesn't play.
I know.
Joshua,
right?
Looks at Celia.
Is this what you had to deal with?
Yes, it is.
Now, ma'am, I just want to ask you a few questions.
What?
Why is drugs more important to you than your own child?
Weed makes me happy.
And your children doesn't, or your child doesn't?
Why would I choose children over weed? Oh my god.
Because it's the right thing to do, for one. And did you not care that your child was in danger? Obviously not.
Obviously not.
Well, I believe my ruling is about to be made. If I don't get the exact answer that I'm looking for in this next question I ask both of you bastards, my choice will be made. What would you do if I were to relinquish custody of her to you and allow her to come back? And I ask this to the both of you. First, you. Ma'am, did you hear my question?
She's high.
You will answer my question, and you will answer it now. Okay? What would you do if I relinquished custody back to both of you? Starting with you.
Probably kill her?
I'm sorry, what? Did my ears just deceive me? Or did I hear that right?
No, she said it.
I would beat her until she's unconscious, and then I would put her in water and do the same process all over again. I don't give a shit about her. All I cared about is the money she gave me.
Well, my ruling has to be made.
Celia, are you nervous?
Yes.
I hereby now strip custody of her from both of you. Her to never return to either of you. And I order that the people she's been staying with have full custody and rights over her.
I don't care. What you think I give a fuck?
Oh, you will. Because you're being sentenced to life for attempted murder. And you. As are you. Because you let it happen.
Yeah. So what? What are you gonna do about it? Not a fucking thing. Celia, you okay?
Bailiff, handcuff him.
They're cuffed and dragged out. You alright, Celia?
Good. don't think so. He hugs her.
All right, I need Elizabeth and him to come to the courtroom for a minute.
Okay.
So I need to go get them and tell them they need to come now. It's emergent. It's an emergency. Why the hell is a judge calling us? Do we really have to answer?
Yes.
I don't wanna.
Oh, we have to.
Alright, go ahead and answer it.
Hello?
Hello there, this is the judge. We need you to come to the courtroom immediately. It's urgent.
What for?
Well, the case ended badly. It turns out her mother was a piece of shit too.
Wait, what?
Her mother brought heroin into the courtroom. Along with weed.
And weed. Are you serious?
Yep, I'm very serious. And she said she would kill her if she was granted custody.
Oh my god.
So, we've stripped their custody from them and granted it to both of you. But you'll just need to sign a few papers to make this official.
Alright, we're on our way. Let's go.
Alright. Do we have to move? I'm comfy.
We have to go.
Okay.
They arrive at the courthouse 10 minutes later. Celia. Does anybody smell weed?
I told you she smoked weed in here. I told you that.
It smells like burnt ass crack. Celia, you don't have to worry about them anymore, okay?
I smell heroin.
Well, actually, you can't smell that.
I smell cigarette smoke or something. Did her father smoke in here?
She did. God. She smoked. She injected heroin. Well, she tried to inject heroin too, but the judge stopped her.
Oh, it stinks in here.
Celia, you okay?
I think so.
Wait, is Faith out there in the car with y'all?
No. Why?
Actually, she's sitting in the back seat.
Ew.
I think she's walking up to Celia now, actually.
Celia? Yeah? I'm sorry I started that fight with you. It's okay. I'm sorry I hate you. I love you. I love you too. They hug. Aww. That's sweet. That's sweet.
Well, I was not expecting her to go up to her. I was anticipating Celia to go to her eventually. For someone of her age and, well, the lack of mental empathy. Okay, that's fucked up. Well, I mean, it's true. She can't help it, but I mean, she is smart for her age and for her mental incapacity. So, it's really a compliment if you think about it.
James and Lizzie signed the papers to have her officially adopted. There we go. All
right.
And all right. There we go.
Let me notarize this. All right. I'm signing right here. She is now officially yours.
Hey. Okay. We did it!
Never say it like that again, because that sounded like she was part of our property. Oh no, that's not what I meant. I meant she's officially your child. I hope so.
Joshua, you did it!
Well, what can I say? I've always been a good lawyer.
You're quite the attorney.
I had the privilege of prosecuting that piece of shit.
Great.
Both of them
have
been.
What do we do now?
Both of them have been sentenced to life in prison for attempted murder. Both of them.
What do we do now?
Well, I mean, we could go and do some stuff like. I mean, we do have to get a few things while we're in town anyway.
Like what?
I mean, don't they share the same bed?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's kind of weird? They kind of pile on top of each other.
A little bit.
Hey, Celia.
Yeah.
How do you? What do you think about you? All of you sharing the same bed.
It's just me and Faith that share a bed.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you think about that?
It gets a little crowded at times.
I mean, don't you think that, you know, when things start to become curious and. You know. Alright, I know where you're
going.
I know where you're going with that. Knock it off. No, I'm actually being dead ass serious. Because, you know, like, she's getting to the age where she's starting to be curious and yeah. Oh, well. And I guess it would make sense though that they have different bits because. I don't think they've ever had bunk beds before.
No.
I mean, do you want to get those, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get those.
That means we gotta go by the furniture store, though.
No, we don't. I just ordered it. It'll be delivered via drone, so.
Oh,
shit.
Back at the house. Guys, the bunk bed set's here. Ooh.
Let's go set it up.
Wait, where are we putting it? In Joshua and Talia's room?
Phil, don't you think that they can share their own room? Like, cause we have an extra bedroom. So don't you think they can just share the same room without Talia and Joshua?
Yeah.
Because don't you think that that's kind of weird that they watch the action?
A little bit.
Celia, have you ever, like, woke up and saw thrusting and movement and stuff like that?
Yes.
And what were you thinking when you saw it?
Oh my.
Beth wouldn't understand what that is, so I'm not going to ask her that question. Unless she really wants me to ask it, and so she can answer it.
Let's set the bunk bed up.
Alright. Let's, Alright. Here's their new room.
Which one's the bottom frame and which one's the top frame?
The bottom, well, all we had to do is unpack it because it's already set up.
Oh.
Here's a new room right here.
Gotta take
here.
All this plastic wrap off. Hey.
This bubble wrap looks like testicles. Only when you squeeze them, they pop. Whereas if you squeeze them as testicles, well, it's not gonna pop. It's just gonna hurt like a bitch. Alright, I got it unpacked and set up.
That looks nice!
I got a question for both of you.
What?
Which one do you want top and which one do you want bottom? And oh, dear God, that sounded so damn dirty. Which one do you want to get on top and which one do you want to stay on the bottom? Oh, that sounded even worse. But you get what I mean.
Oh. No matter how you put that, it's gonna sound dirty.
Yeah. But anyway, which one of you want which? Like,
which one of you wants which bunk? Well, actually, Faith should probably sleep on the bottom.
I think she's afraid of heights anyway.
Yeah, she is. So well, it's probably best if she sleeps on the bottom.
There's only one way
Celia
to...
gets on top.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh!
Would you
oh, God!
We just stick her up there and see what happens. Right. Hey, Faith.
Yeah?
You wanna try to get on top and see what happens?
No, I'm afraid of heights.
I mean, I'll be right here if you get scared.
Okay.
Just climb up that ladder right there.
Oh, it's okay.
It's not like you're going to fall off of it, because there's rails all around it.
I had a bunk bed set once.
Yeah, they're nice. But
they're convenient.
Anyway.
Actually, I've had two. One in my grandparents' house and one in a trailer. That's actually true, though. That's just a side note. That actually is true.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Alright. So, Faith, are you okay up there?
think I'd rather sleep on the bottom.
He reaches out and lifts her from the top bunk and places her on the ground. There you go.
Yeah, I think it's best if Celia sleeps on the top bunk.
Yeah.
I always slept on the bottom and my friend slept on the top. So. That's nice.
Celia.
Yeah.
How does it feel? Like, how do you feel right now?
It's nice. It's nice.
Alright. We got all that settled.
Now what do we do?
I don't know.
Start streaming, check, stop recording, check, box, check.
Well, I mean, it's still daylight out.
Yeah, it is.
It's only
7:30 p.m.
It's only what?
3:30.
Oh. Well, it's not that late. That
no?
Court case took a lot less than I thought.
Anybody want to go swimming?
I'm not sure Celia or Faith knows how to swim, though.
Oh, that's a problem.
Do either you know how to swim or not?
No. Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah,
I know how to swim. Sort of.
I'm going to go and see what Alyssa's doing. Because I don't know if she's been worried about me, so I'll be back in a little bit.
The rest of them head outside to the pool. Whoa! That's a big pool.
It gets you extra wet,
yeah, it
too,
is.
Especially if you get splashed.
Okay.
Hey, Alyssa, are you in here?
Yeah.
Are you busy, or...?
I'm putting on a bikini.
Oh, shit.
What's wrong?
Are you... What? Is it all you're going to wait? Oh god, I don't even know what if I want to ask it.
I mean, I am going swimming.
Yes, but I mean, I can go with you. So. He hugs her.
Joshua comes outside in a pair of swim trunks with no t-shirt on.
Well,
damn.
This is nice.
Fuck!
Holy hell.
Talia looks at him. What are you wearing?
Swimming trunks with nothing else.
He's wearing a swimsuit. Sort of a swimsuit.
So, Talia, I hope you don't plan on doing anything freaky in that pool over there.
We're not.
I don't believe it somehow. Are you and Alyssa gonna be doing
something? Well, James and Lizzie.
Freaky. I don't know.
James and Lizzie are already doing something freaky.
I'm not going to answer that. I'm just going to go hide now. So, what do you want me to do here?
James takes off Lizzie's bikini top and the bikini bottoms.
Whoops. My bad.
Joshua was looking.
It slipped.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord.
He's looking.
Let him look. Oh, hell no.
He fucks her in the pool. Oh, damn.
Just leave that water extra creamy. Oh, yeah.
Give it to me.
What?
Give it to me.
Oh, I'm giving it to you, all right.
He leans her against the wall of the pool and starts fucking her.
Oh, yeah. You like it?
Yeah, I do. Why is Joshua looking at us from the sun tanning deck?
Well, at least Talia's not treating me like that yet. At least I got that to look forward to. You might want to look back because she's stripping naked right now. Oh, Lord.
You know you want this ass.
Wait, what?
You heard me.
I'll tell you, why don't you bring it on over here? Maybe I will.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe I'll give you my pogo stick and you can ride it until the sunset.
No. Jesus.
Do you wanna ride it till the sunset?
Maybe.
Wait, did I just hear Joshua ask her if she wants to ride his pogo? Did I just hear him ask Talia if she wants to ride his pogo stick? Where am I hearing shit? Oh, God. Wait, what is Alyssa doing?
She's stripping naked.
Well, everybody seems to be getting a little piece of action, but I suppose that won't happen to me.
She strips him naked.
Wait, what are you doing?
She sucks him.
What are you doing, Alyssa?
I want a little piece of action, too.
But you heard everything I was saying.
Yep.
But I've never done it before, so I don't know what I'm doing.
I can teach you.
Help. God, I remember hearing that. Remember when we first did it.
Joshua and Talia fuck on the suntanning deck. Alyssa and Raznikov fuck on a sunbathing chair and James and Lizzie fuck in the pool. Damn.
Wait. Why is Celia looking at me?
I don't know.
Celia, why are you staring at me like that?
What are you guys doing?
Trust me. You may or may not want to know.
I'm just gonna go now.
Creating children, that's what we're doing. Whoops.
They all come at the same time. Oh my god.
Well, I've never heard three women scream that loud before.
Hey!
But...
Hey, you guys were just as loud.
No, I'm never loud. I can make you scream and cream all over my dick. Like I did. Alyssa.
Yeah, sure you did.
Shit. Faith was watching us the entire time.
Uh-oh.
Faith, what are you doing? Why are you looking at me like that?
What were you doing?
Something you don't need to know.
Hey, Joshua and Talia were just as loud as we were.
Actually, Talia screams loud as shit. She literally screams so loud that she shattered the window.
Oh my.
Well, I'm tired after all.
Nobody's as loud as my mom and dad.
Oh, God. Especially when I give it to her just right. She can squeal, scream, and...
I think they get the point.
They don't get the point, not until I spell it all out. We don't need to know about the orgasm she just had. Maybe you do.
Hey, made Alyssa orgasm.
Well, no, I didn't. That was a myth. Myth my ass. That wasn't no myth. I saw her trembling and then all of a sudden she exploded all over you. Nope, that never happened.
Hey, Joshua made Talia orgasm.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I heard you from over here.
I just told her to come take this pogo stick so I can bounce it to her.
Sure you did.
I tell ya.
Yeah.
Or two later.
Sure.
Ride this pogo stick in the hallway next time. hell no. I'm not coming out the room then. What about you?
No.
I mean, we can just do it from room to room, you know, you can bounce on it and we can do it there. Oh hell no. This is a little too much for me.
shit, no. I mean, Alyssa, I get the question for you.
What?
Have you ever had someone to eat you so good that they, that you exploded in their face and then they drank you like, lick like it's flavored water?
Alex did that.
But was he as good as me? Or better?
No.
Because I can lick you right now. Want it.
Oh my.
Question is, do you want it?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to do it right here or go into the room and do it?
Take me right here, baby.
Legs may need to be opened all the way.
She opens her legs.
Are you ready for
yes.
He begins to suck on her. Alright, now let's just use my tongue in here. Just insert my tongue up there real deep. Like
this. Joshua looks away.
I'm out. I'm out of here.
Talia follows him.
Want more of this good shit?
Yes.
He licks her even deeper.
I'm out.
I'm just gonna go now. Screw this. I had enough of this sex fest. Nope, I'm out.
Do you like what you feel?
Yes.
Do you want more of it?
Yeah.
It's her as deep as he can go.
They hear Alyssa scream.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. Nope. Nope. I'm not going in there. Nope.
You sure are a squirter. Wait. You still got a little bit more in you. I want to suck you and get it off. Ready?
Yes.
He sucks her as hard as he can.
She screams.
Right. Do you think you can explode one more time, or is that all you got?
I think I can go one more.
He sucks her even harder.
She explodes in his face.
Just like chocolate. Yeah. Just like liquid candy.
Oh my!
Holy shit, oh hell no, oh Faith was watching us the whole time. Shit! Hey Faith, nothing was happening. We're fine. So what do you want to do now? Do you want to clean this up, or do you want to just let it sit here?
We can clean it up.
Well, I can clean it out of you. If you want.
Oh?
He cleans her. See? I told you I could clean it off of you.
Oh my.
Now I'm tired. Hey, Faith, tell me you saw nothing.
I don't want to know.
She has some very good whipped cream.
Monday morning soon comes.
Good morning. Oh.
It's 6 o'clock. We gotta get Faith up.
I don't wanna. Come on, Faith. Come on.
I know. It's early. Come here.
We have a problem.
What's wrong?
Where she was laying is kind of, well, at first I thought she kind of pissed, but nope, it's not. It's something else. What?
What is that?
Look at it real closely.
Did she?
See program ops 30.0.0 profile entitled scenes untitled window.
Did she what?
Start virtual, stop recording, check box checked.
Did she come?
Last time I checked it, come wasn't red.
Oh.
She's clutching her stomach too, so.
Oh no.
I should tell you.
Oh, it's her period.
Yep. Faith, are you okay?
No.
What?
My stomach hurts. Oh.
Your mom knows more about this than I do. I'm gonna let her take care of this one.
She cleans Faith and wipes her off with a towel. They change the bed sheets.
What the hell is this red stuff on her last pair of sheets? I'm pretty sure it's ketchup, it's nothing. He licks it. Oh, never mind. It's not ketchup.
What did she do?
You just tasted pussy blood.
I'm sorry, what? What did you say?
You just tasted vaginal blood.
Oh no, why didn't you tell me?
You didn't give me time to explain what that stuff was.
I think I need some of Alyssa's liquids to free my mind.
Sure you do. Sure you need her liquids.
Time passes. It is 7:15.
Well, alright. Come on, Faith. Let's get you off here, okay?
Okay.
It'll be okay. I'm sure of it. If you're bullied, just let us know. We'll take care of it, okay?
Okay.
He hugs her. Don't hug her before we before she goes.
She hugs her. I love you. We love you too.
There's the bus. Okay. We'll see you later, okay?
Bye. Bye. She's sweet, isn't she?
Yeah.
They hear Joshua and Talia upstairs.
Oh no.
Oh, Lord.
Not again.
It's too early for this.
They hear muffled through the wall. Well, you said you wanted to ride this pogo stick, so why don't you climb up on it and get to bouncing? I'm sorry, what did I just hear?
Yeah.
I have an idea.
What?
Why don't I just, tease it and see what happens? Oh no.
Jesus.
What am I listening to this wall? They hear squeals and then silence.
Oh, but we know what just happened.
We do?
Did you not hear that squeal?
Oh, I heard it.
She just came, but I'm not going up there to ask. Talia, I do enjoy that.
You know what I would enjoy more?
What would that be?
You'd whip me with this belt. Oh no.
There's just one problem.
What?
Celia's looking in the door. Yeah.
I'm gonna go now.
Rise and shine.
Come on, Joshua.
Rise and shine, fuckers.
You know you want this ass.
Now you want this meat.
Whip me.
Well, are you going to be wearing anything, or are you just going to stand there naked? I don't...
He whips her with a belt. Oh!
Ow.
Damn. That had to hurt.
Does that not hurt? She's squealing in pleasure. What the hell?
Whip me harder.
Don't call me daddy because then we have a problem.
I'm not. He hits her harder.
Why does it look painful? But she's getting off to it, I think.
Oh, yeah. She's getting off to it, all right.
They hear what sounds like a waterfall. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Don't tell me we just heard her bust.
We did.
All I heard was a fucking waterfall just spraying. Did you hear that squirt noise?
Yes, I did!
That's weird. I think everybody's done for the day. At least for right now.
Okay.
PM. Stop recording, check box, check.
Well, everyone, we hope y'all enjoyed that chapter. It was interesting making, so... We seriously hope y'all enjoyed it. Anyway, like I said, we hope you enjoyed that chapter. If you have any comments, just leave them down below, and we will take a look at them. Is there anything you want to say before we end off the chapter?
I just want to apologize for busting out laughing, but some of the stuff you made Joshua say...
It was funny. Yeah, it was funny.
Okay.
But anyway, hope you enjoyed that, and we'll see you in the next one.
Stop recording.